Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, it is never too late to get in shape, to start training, to be involved in the fitness world. It can be a little confusing and dizzying, but it is absolutely never too late. And here to talk about how late it's not is Dr. Pamela Peek, and she is really an expert. She's a physician and an expert in the field of nutrition and metabolism and fitness, and one of our hosts here at Radio MD. Welcome to the show, Dr. Peek. So never too late. What are you? I'm 50 and you are over 50. I mean, I think we're about the same age. What are you doing different than maybe the rest of us are doing? Tell us a little bit about master sports training and even the Senior Olympics.
Okay. So, first of all, 50 is beyond young. You know that. And at the rate we're going now, 50 is the new 20. Come on, let's call it what it is. If you've been taking good care of yourself. And so one of the things I ask people to do is, if they've been, you know, doing something like, say, for instance, swimming, keep it up, rock it. Because that's what master swimming is all about. For instance, you get to challenge yourself with people who are, you know, in the other lanes. You've got a great coach who can kind of give you drills. And just every lane is different, you know, from, you know, a little bit more of the slow pokes to the people who, you know, used to be flipping Olympians, you know. And it's just a beautiful tribe. Everyone needs these tribes. And as you get older, one of the things you always want to do is keep up that support. You want people around you. That's why I say, you know, you don't always have to be so solo. I know in running a lot of times people go solo, but, you know, there's so many fun things you could do out there. As you get older, you're going to notice certain things that everyone talks about, and it's an interesting deal. As you get older, for instance, and keeping it going, sleep is absolutely paramount. And the reason why is because recovery may take a little bit longer after you do almost anything. And this is especially true after the age of 60. But you can clearly start feeling it in your 50s, especially if you've been doing one particular sport for a while, whether it's swimming, running, cycling, you know, hiking, or even walking, brisk walking. So it's really, really, really important. Now, Ken Cooper of the Cooper Institute, one of my dear, dear friends, is now well into his 80s. And he was the one, as you know, who was the father of aerobics, as he actually coined the term first. He said that it's extremely important that as you age, and this means after the age of 40, it only increases by an order of magnitude after that time, that you maintain a really critical ratio of strength training of whatever kind you do, as well as cardio training or aerobic training, that as you get older, the strength training takes on an even greater importance, because as you've probably heard me say before, the great mission statement of aging is to stay alert and vertical. And you got to, you know, you've got to have the strength and the good posture and all the rest of it to maintain the vertical. So it's important that you sort of reassess what you've been doing. If all you've ever been doing is jazzercise, okay, that's cool, but now you're going to have to add in strength training. And then, you know, do something radical. Have fun, which is how I got involved with the Senior Olympics. A lot of people have heard about them. The Senior Olympics have been around since 1987, and they started in New Mexico, Santa Fe, New Mexico. And what they're all about is challenging people who are 50 and over in at least 20 of the Olympic sports. And, you know, they're associated with the IOC, just as the regular Olympics is. They have an Olympic foundation. So that's the National Senior Olympic Foundation. I was actually named to this foundation this past year to be able to help promote fitness for people who are 50 and over. But rather than just sit on my little doofus and promote fitness, I decided, what the hell? You know, why don't I compete? So every single state has its state Olympics. And if you can qualify at that level, then you go to the National Olympics, which is going to take place in July of 2015 in Minneapolis.
What sport are you in? What sport?
Triathlon.
Rock on.
Yeah, man. So what we had to do in my state was complete two specific triathlons and do it successfully, and then you move on to this. And the thing about the triathlon is because it involves, swim, bike, run, it's a little more complex because there's more to do than just sort of showing up and running a 5 or 10K. So because of that, the numbers of people who actually do it are very reasonable. You know, I like seeing, 300 and 400, instead of 5,000.
And is it a sprint distance, or is it like a sprint distance? Is it a 5K,
yeah, well,
15 bike?
Really,
what is it?
That's right. In this case, since it's 50 and over, this is a very interesting thing because of the age. You know, in the regular Olympics, you're just killed. You go out there, you do the Olympic distance, which is, classically, it's about a mile in the water, in open water, whether it's a lake or the ocean, or it depends upon the venue. And then you do about 25 on the bike, and then you do a 10K. That's an Olympic distance, and that's what you watch on the Olympics. You know, there are two more after that, a half iron and an Ironman. The trouble is it takes so long. I mean, you'd be like be there for hours. And so they want something where you can knock it off in an hour and change, which is an Olympic distance for Olympians. For the Senior Olympics, it's got to be a sprint distance because think about this. You're including everyone after the age of 50. So a 50-year-old and maybe 60-year-old, even a 70-year-old, can pretty much knock off that sprint in a pretty decent time. Whereas, when I was there in Cleveland, because it's every 2 years, so I was there last year, the oldest person doing the try was a 90-year-old. No, she was 89. She was a sprightly 89. And she was the oldest one. You can't have her doing an Olympic distance or a half iron. That's not going to work, right? But, man, she was good. She rocked it out there. I was totally impressed.
That is just so awesome. Now, if people want, so you're talking about the Senior Olympics and getting out there. Now, we just only have minute and so left. Talk about when you're over 50, getting involved. If you are somebody who wants to look into just being involved in some of the fitness competitions and events out there, how do you do it? What do you look up on the internet? How do you get involved and start your training?
We
have a minute left, Dr. Peek.
Okay, National Senior Games Association. The National Senior Games Association, because we're all about having fun at multiple levels. You don't have to end up going to the Olympics. Just go out there, have fun, compete, and they have every flippin' sport. So it's way too much fun. National Senior Games Association is the place to look.
National Senior Games Association. Best tips for over 50 getting involved in fitness.
Absolutely. The best tips, got to have strength training. Got to have cardio. You don't have to spend 9 years doing it. Increase your efficiency by having intensity. And if you've never done it before, get a fitness professional. Link up with fitconnect.net. And what you do is .com. And what you do is you find a fitness professional who's really good with people who are 50 plus, depending upon your age and your gender. And you'll be able to find a great fitness professional to be able to help you out.
Great advice for the over 50 crowd. Let's all do it. Come on. If you're like me and you want to do something more than just walking on your treadmill, push yourself a little bit. Challenge yourself, because that's what it's about. You heard it from Dr. Pam Peek. She's doing it in the Senior Olympics, and we're going to keep an eye on that and see how well she does. Listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on the very award-winning Radio MD. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well, my friends.